Hi.
Hey.
Hey there.
We are coming hot in the box.
We are.
Wait. It's true. Oh. Wait. No, I don't want to come that fast. Wait a second.
No.
Oh no.
Where did we go?
We are coming hot in the box. A roller derby podcast. I am Carnage.
I am Slice.
And we have open skate. We have an open skate for you.
We haven't had one of these in a while.
We haven't.
We've been really busy.
We've been getting a lot of fan mail and a lot of messages from you all.
And we love every single one of them.
No, we do read every single one of them, even if we haven't responded. We're sorry.
We are sorry.
We can't
respond to every single one. We literally don't have the time. And if we did respond to everybody, that would go against our rule of creating balance for ourselves.
But we do read them all. We get very excited about them.
We do.
But without further ado. Let's start with our first one.
Our first one comes from Clutch. Hey guys, I've been listening since episode 10, which is a little late to the game, but better late than never, right? I was totally pumped to hear you interview some officials as a bonus episode today, and that you wanted to hear our stories. My given name is Sarah O'Keefe, she, her, and I'm north of the wall in foggy, wet St. John, New Brunswick, Canada. Not to be confused with St. John's, Newfoundland. That'll be on a test later. That's great. I will fail that test.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, geography.
You'll do good. I won't.
Yeah.
My derby name is Clutch, and I'm very new to my reffing career. My first zebra gig was a sanctioned game this past September. It was my team Fog City Rollers against our friends at Rock Coast Roller Derby. The first derby game I saw for real was April of this year. I was always an avid rollerblader since I was about 7, but somehow never acquired any real skill or agility with it. I used my blades as my bike to get around because I love to go fast and skate hard. A buddy at work mentioned St. John had a roller derby team in passing one day, and there was a record scratch as my life flashed before my eyes, and I said, wait, what? Fog City was having a learn to skate 2 weeks from that day. I joined, and I'm in the not occult heavy guys. I ref. I'm a student in the team's Derby 101 program right now, and I'm Fog City's physical safety officer. I do want to play, but right now we're working through our contact skills so I can be an absolute weapon out there on the track, but safely. The derby community here was hit with the dark times like everyone else, and I started officiating in large part as a way to give back and help the derby family in my area do the damn thing. I would totally love to NSO more, but in my area, we pretty regularly play without a full complement of skating officials. So when they saw I was able and willing to officiate on skates, that's where they wanted me. But hey, it's never a bad time when you get to zip around in a pair of skates. Plus, I got to get a new binder and highlighters and dividers for the WIFTA rules in casebook I printed out. Thanks for all you do, Slice and Carnage. It's a real treat getting to experience derby through your lens. Much love, Clutch.
Thank you, Clutch.
Oh, and absolute, yeah. If you know how to skate and you love rules,
they're gonna snatch you up
and be like, yes, please ref.
We are desperate for you.
Oh, I loved that. Yeah, I loved every little bit of that. I love, you know, Canada. Hey Canada, we love you.
Yeah,
we'll go up there sometime.
Oh, we would love for anybody to have us.
We would absolutely love for anybody to have us in Canada.
That's right. You know, maybe probably, in the summer.
Yeah, I should probably get a passport.
You should definitely get a passport. You don't have a passport?
No, I don't.
Slice. Now's the time.
I'm working on it.
Fucking time now.
I mean, I will work on it.
Make that a high priority.
Okay.
Speaking of Canada, my correspondence that I'm reading today is also from Canada.
Yay!
From Canada.
Lots of love from Canada.
Greetings from frozen Saskatchewan in the beautiful country of Canada. My name is Mako. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's M-A-K-O. I assume it's Mako. Or Mako.
I think Mako.
Yeah. My name is Mako, and this is my Derby origin story. Like many players, Derby saved me not once, but twice.
Whoa.
I am now living my best Derby life. I want to start by saying I always wanted to play roller derby. I got to watch my older sister play and thought it was an amazing game. I never lived in a community that had a team. April of 2016, I moved back to my home province to a new city. I was a new mom and didn't know hardly anyone in my new city. I was lonely and looking to meet people. At the street fair in June, I met a few of the derby players who were handing out business cards about the team. The following Thursday, I strapped on my skates for the first time, and the rest is history. At 33 years old, I became a derby player, an outlaw. Being the only fresh meat, it was a combo of skills and gameplay. Out of the frying pan and into the fire, I loved every minute of it. July of 2017, I played my first game and was hooked. Flash forward to July 2018, my dad got sick and passed. It was a huge shock. My team rallied for me and my family. I took myself off skates to get my head on straight. My team would never let me fade away. They made sure I still participated, and I benched for them. More death followed in 2019, but I got an amazing opportunity to bench for Team Sask and go to BOTUS in February 2020. It was a fantastic experience. I learned a lot, got to meet so many awesome people, and watch some spectacular roller derby. I returned to skates and had one practice under my belt before the Rona shut down our city. We all know how that went. Fast forward again to the beginning of 2023. I was asked to be a pickup for another team. I have an amazing year of derby awesomeness at 40, finishing with my first ever MVP for best attitude. I couldn't have weathered the storms without my teams. I also have an amazing husband who, whenever I say I have derby on the weekend, his response to it is, "What do you need from me to make this happen?" My son thinks his mom is a super athlete because I hit people on skates. I'm looking forward to the 2024 season with excitement. Stay warm and be a fucking delight, Mako.
That's sweet.
It was so sweet.
I'm sorry for the death that has come.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I'm very sorry. But, about all that, but it is great to hear about your teams rallying around you, because that's what we do.
Yeah, and awesome to hear that you came back.
Yeah, stuck it out, and you know, skating at 40 is something. Mm-hmm. So good for you. But we're so proud of you.
We've heard the story, you know, time and time again, where people have to step away and take care of things because some life things become a priority.
Yep.
But it's just, I love to hear when people just come back.
Yeah.
They come back to it.
You know, and I think you going to bench for a while was great. I mean, at least you still got to be involved. And that's what we try to tell anybody who is not, where derby doesn't always fit in their life to be maybe a skater, but maybe it fits into their life to be something else in the sport. So your testament is firsthand to that. And we love it. Thank you so much for sharing, Mako.
Thank you. We interrupt your regular scheduled roller derby podcast from a message from our sponsor,
Roller Rag Mag.
Roller Rag is a magazine dedicated to everything roller skating.
It is a lovely publication that comes out 4 times a year. It comes out quarterly.
And you can go on rollerrag.com to order your own Roller Rag Mag.
It's $10 per mag. Or you can subscribe for a year for $40.
There are interviews and photographs.
Like fan art, skate art.
Yeah.
From all over the world.
Even the advertisements are roller skating.
Everything roller skating, all in one awesome, beautiful magazine.
Mm-hmm. And we love it, and you should love it too.
So check it out at rollerrag.com. Or you can reach out to rollerragmag@gmail.com if you would like to submit anything that you'd like to see in the magazine, or if you'd like to be a sponsor too.
Our next one comes from The Mandalorian. Little Star Wars reference. Mandalorian, she, they. Hello! That's with hello. Two exclamation points. Hello! I've been binging your podcast since I found it on the Roller Derby subreddit, and I've been loving it. My name is The Mandalorian, and I'm currently a skater tot. Freshy. I love skater tot. That's anytime I cute. Hear skater tot, I'm like,
oh, it's very cute.
Potato pun. I'm currently a skater tot with Patuxent Roller Derby Go Sirens in Maryland. While I'm still learning, my derby story actually starts way back in 2009 when my friends and I saw Whip It in theaters. As it did many others, that movie sparked a fierce curiosity in me for the sport. In 2013, while studying abroad for college, I found out that the University of London had a roller derby club, and I immediately signed up. I had absolutely no prior skating experience, and I lasted 3 weeks before I landed on my skate and sprained my ankle. Ouch. That club allowed me to make friends abroad and let me see what derby really looked like. A few years later, I joined the Fresh Meat program with Penn Jersey Roller Derby, and it was amazing. But I had fairly recently found out that I had Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and I was dealing with a lot, and ended up walking away from it. And honestly, I'm glad I did. Early 20s me was just simply not in the right headspace to get the most out of it. But now I'm almost 30, and so far, being on skates has made me feel more capable, powerful, and patient with the process than I ever thought it could. I'm happy to work on things at my own pace and progress in a way that honors my disability along with my spirit. For so long, I thought I could never play because of my health, but I'm so proud of myself for taking the leap again and doing it right. It may be a long time until I'm belt ready, but I'm so excited to keep crushing it at practice and having fun. Thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for taking the time to read my email. Much love, The Mandalorian.
That's great. Great that she found her way to stay involved even after the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And I did a little quick Google search just because I wasn't quite sure what Ehlers-Danlos was. Mm-hmm. And it is an inherited disorder that mostly affects the skin, joints, and blood vessels. The syndrome, it affects connective tissue, partially the skin, joints, and blood vessel walls.
That's a bummer. Joints.
It's like joint hypermobility, loose and unstable joints that dislocate easily.
Ugh.
Joint pain and clicking noises, fatigue, bruise easily.
Holy crap. Good job for getting out there and trying to do roller derby while dealing with that.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, like, that's a tough sport to have that, mm-hmm. That illness, but I love that you're powering through it.
Yeah,
and
they
finding
seem
your
pretty
way.
Adamant to do it. So that's awesome. That's amazing. And good luck being a skater tot.
Yeah.
I'm glad that posting on Reddit has found its way to you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was one day when I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about Reddit. And I started posting things on Reddit.
Well, I'm glad they wrote in to us.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah. All right. And our final message comes from Sparks and Wreck, which personally love the name.
Me too.
I'm hoping that one day you'll do a Q&A episode and I can ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
A thing that I find hard about this sport is that because we are all volunteers and adults and it's a team sport, it's really hard to get individual feedback unless you are doing something incredibly good or incredibly bad and unsafe, especially as a blocker. There's always so much happening, and sometimes watching it can look just like a literal pile of people.
Mm-hmm.
So asking a trainer or coach how you specifically can get better rather than how do I learn this skill is pretty much unavailable after you get out of the initial learning stages. How do you get feedback? If you can't get individual feedback, what do you do? Whew. Sparks and Wreck, that is a great question. And we wanted to read this question because we would like to do an episode, a Q&A episode coming up soon, but mm-hmm. we want to answer this first.
Yeah. I think I know how they feel.
Yeah.
Because when you're deep in bout season, the individual feedback stops.
Yeah.
It becomes a lot of strategy, and you're expected to know the skills. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until we got out of the bouting season where I actually started getting feedback again, which was really nice. And that's just the name of the game.
Yeah.
But I don't think it hurts to ask and to ask your coach or people to keep a lookout.
Yeah, I think being direct, and maybe you've already done this, and I totally get where you're coming from with this question, because as a coach, much like what Slay said, once I get into bouting season, I'm looking at the cohesiveness of the team. I'm looking at the team as a whole. Mm-hmm. Though I am looking at certain people saying, like, well, I know that Slice is like an immovable object, but like maybe another skater has great agility and can counterbalance off of, different things. And so as a coach, I'm still looking at those things, but I'm not necessarily going like, hey, Slice, this is what you need to improve on right now. Mm-hmm. Though I do have a number of skaters that will definitely ask me for mm-hmm. specific feedback. And I do try to give that to them in the best way that I know. A couple of things that I would recommend that you do is try to do the skill where you can set up a video camera or to set up your phone so that you can record yourself. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of times when I record people doing a skill and they watch it, they're like, oh, I'm not doing that thing, or, oh, I'm not lifting my feet up that high, or, whatever the skill is.
Or I'm not as low as I thought I was being.
Yeah, totally. I think that can give you some feedback as to what your body's actually doing, and mm-hmm. then maybe you can kind of adjust. Or maybe if it's not necessarily, maybe somebody on your team has really amazing toe-stop agility, and you want to work on certain moves or certain skills that have to do with that, maybe you would ask that person to be like, hey, I noticed that you do this really well. Can you give me any pointers? I'm struggling with this. So it might not be a coach, but it might be somebody who like is known in the league to do something really well. And maybe they would give you feedback as well.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely done that for blockers.
Yeah.
For blocking, where somebody asking people to give me feedback and how I'm positioning my body. Or how they need me to be, because people who have been doing it longer than I have, I definitely agree with, like, if you can set up a video camera, or if you have a practice space that has like a mirror that you can set up to where you can see yourself, definitely do that. I think getting out of your comfort zone and doing like a pickup scrimmage somewhere, I think, is also helpful.
Yeah.
Because people will see you out of a different lens than the people that have been around you.
Yeah.
And know exactly what you're doing all the time. So that's nice.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely avenues that you can take.
And I do also get it where it's like, I don't want to say something as a coach that's going to discourage anybody either. Mm-hmm. Especially considering this is a volunteer, recreational, like, I do want people to get better, but I do find that sometimes I'm either like, oh my God, you did this so amazing at this, or oh my God, if you do that again, you're going to break your ankle, and here's how you need to stop that.
Maybe it's a good shout out for coaches too, of like, hey, maybe like, don't forget that individual feedback goes a long way, even if it's just something small.
And I also think timing of asking for feedback is important, mm-hmm. because sometimes, I mean, when I coach and with my team, I'm pretty confident that my team knows that they can contact me whenever and I will talk with them. Like, I'm very available for my team to have conversations about the game or they're playing. But I know that if some people ask me, like, when I'm running late coming into practice and gearing up, that they'll come over while I'm gearing up and like rushing around trying to get somewhere, and they try to ask me a question, generally not advisable. Mm-hmm. Or like I'm in the middle of actively running a drill and skaters are looking for specific feedback, that might be a little bit more challenging as well. And it's hard because you want to, you just did a thing and why did that happen? And certainly we do talk about it, but like it might be that if it's a general thing about what you're doing that you think could wait till the end of practice, I think a lot of questions are good to be had at the end of practice. Unless it's something pretty specific about what you're working on.
Right.
Because as a coach, I'm trying to do a lot in the time that we have, which is so precious. We're paying a lot of money per hour to be at that space. And as much as I want to help you a lot, I also have to help 15 to 20 other people. And it can be a lot. So
there is also the option that I know a couple of people who have done this where there are coaching programs out there where people have signed up for those programs that are derby specific.
Yeah.
Where they are dedicated derby coaches to helping you get better at things. There are programs out there. And I, you know, if that's something, if you're looking to have extra feedback, I would encourage you to look into those programs because, you know, I know of one person in particular that has gotten amazing feedback from one of those programs that, because they have a dedicated person who's giving them the time to help them get better.
Right.
So, and I know that not everybody has the budget for that, but that is, it's an option. Yeah. It's an option that's out there. I feel like there's a lot of options for if you're looking for individual feedback.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we hope that we have answered your question.
Yeah. And just think a little outside the box.
Sparks and Rec. Sparks and Rec.
Sparks and Rec.
So again, just to reiterate, like we would love to get your questions. And in fact, we might put together maybe a live Q&A coming up.
Ooh, we could do that.
So if we get some questions from you, maybe we'll do a live Q&A. So please send it to cominghotintothebox@gmail.com or you can message us on our website.
Yeah, you should do that.
You should definitely do that. And while you're on our website at cominghotintothebox.com, check out our merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Come on, man. You know you want to.
Yeah, we have a lot of plans.
Thank you again for listening to our Open Skate episode, and we hope that you have a goddamn delightful week.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Mom, did you listen to my podcast?
What's a podcast?